All right, we can't resist a little taste of Iowa politics. Jeff Hilzebeck spent last summer as a teaching assistant at the University of Iowa. He asked his class of freshmen studying rhetoric to focus partly on the presidential race. Jeff thought he and his students did not have much in common, but politics became a place for them to meet.
The students were 18, fresh to the voting ranks, and the race and accompanying caucus were happening in their backyard. More than half of the students came to the university from small towns in Iowa. Muscatine, Toddville, Strawberry Point, a town so small it has only one stoplight. Places where the big event is the annual Threshing Festival. They believe in God, hard work, America. Their positions often surprised me. One of my students was completely opposed to gay marriage until college. Now he's questioning his position and talking to his pastor about it. As for the candidates, there's a smattering of Hillary Clinton and Mitt Romney supporters. Nobody thinks much of Rudy Giuliani. They call him a flip-flopper. Something about how he uses his arms when he speaks makes them uncomfortable. A lot of them like Barack Obama, and a few have even defected from the Republican Party. They like him so much. Their support for Obama seems to grow out of their patriotism. As one student, a former Republican, said, "He has gained my trust that if he is put into office, he will pull our nation out of its crisis." What the nature of the crisis is unclear. He is responding to the war, certainly, but also, I think, to a feeling that his values are being compromised by his government. To him, that's a crisis. Others like and trust the libertarian, Ron Paul. One Saturday night while I was playing pool at the student union, there was one of my students at a meeting of Ron Paul supporters. The students who support Paul also sense that we are in a crisis, I think, but it's economic rather than ethical. They're drawn to his message of personal freedom. I was impressed by the range of opinions and even chastened by their beliefs. My own education has produced a heavy skepticism. I went to a liberal arts college where in the first weeks I learned that God is dead and gender is a social construction. I knew of one Republican, and he was a balding transfer student nobody seemed to like very much. I'm glad to have my skepticism, and I spent most of the semester trying to make my students more skeptical, more critical, more engaged. But belief can serve as an important counterpoint, I think. These students knew what they believed, and their beliefs informed their politics. And our conversations in class made me take a fresh look at the values and beliefs behind my own positions.
Jeff Hilzebeck studies poetry at the Iowa Writers' Workshop.